Hello.
Yes, sir. This is technician again.
Yes.
Did you talk to them, whoever called you?
The call I was waiting for.
Okay, no problem, no problem. Now, in the Google, you have to type speed test, S-P-E-E-D-T-E-S-T, test. Okay.
I have done that. Do I press enter or what?
Yes, press enter. Press enter.
Right.
Now what do you see?
Isn't it speed test? Just a minute. Speed is under 30 seconds.
And below that,
run
below
speed
that,
test.
Below that you will see speed test by Ookla. Do you see any speed test by Ookla?
Yes.
Click on that. Yes, click on speed test by Ookla.
Go?
Yeah, click on go.
Yeah.
After that, you will see the speed of your internet. After clicking on go, you will see the time is running over there. The clock is running, right?
Yes.
When it is stopped, just let me know.
Right, now it's going again.
It is going again. Okay. After
green
that again,
this time and purple this time.
Yes. This time you are seeing the upload speed of your internet. And
down was 44.54. Up was 18.90.
And upload?
Right.
You are getting the download speed is 44, right? But you
yes.
supposed to get the downloading speed is 90.48 Mbps, and the speed of your upload speed which is supposed to get 93.76 Mbps. But you can see that you are not getting a proper speed.
Well,
you are not getting half of the speed because of those hackers, because of the third parties who are using your internet line. The speed of your internet are getting divided by those people because they are using your internet without your knowledge, without your proper authorization. That is why you are not getting a proper speed. That is why your services are not working. That is why your internet is not also not safe. So that is why, sir, we have been contacted you so that we can secure your internet line, okay, so that we can block all those people from your internet, so that in future you will not going to face any kind of problem, okay?
Yes.
Now you do one thing. You can see at the very left-hand side, at the very top corner, there is a little arrow which is pointing towards left-hand side. Do you see that? There is an arrow at the very top left-hand side corner. Do you see that?
Of my whole screen?
Yes, at the left-hand top.
Yes.
Click on that arrow.
Yes. So went back.
After click on go, click on arrow again. You have to click on that arrow again.
Yes. Back to speed test. Speed test screen. Yes.
And now you have to click on arrow again.
Back to Google.
Yes, now in the Google search, just type over there in that search panel, A as in alpha.
I'll write it down and see what you're asking.
Yes.
A.
And then N as in NC.
N.
And then Y as in Yankee.
Y.
And then D for Delta.
D.
And then E for Echo.
E.
you do one thing, sir, make that panel empty, delete it. I made a mistake. Delete and make it empty.
No, I'm writing it down. I'm not entering anything yet.
Okay.
Until I see what it is.
Okay, you do one thing, erase it, I will tell you again, okay? Make that empty, I will tell you again. You have
but
to type...
I haven't been putting it into the computer. I am writing it down.
Okay, write it again. I'm telling you the another thing because I made a mistake.
Yes.
Just type over there, Telstra, T-E-L-S-T-R-A.
T-E-L-S-T-R-A.
All are in small, okay? All are in small letter. And then support, Telstra support. You don't have to put any space. Telstra and then S-U-P-P-O-R-T, support.
Telstra support.
Yes, and then 01.
01.
And then put a dot.
Yeah.
And then type W for whiskey.
Yeah.
E for echo.
W, E.
E for echo again.
E.
B for Bravo.
B.
L for London.
L.
Or Y as in Yankee.
Y.
And then put a dot.
Dot.
And then C for Charlie.
C.
O for Oscar.
O.
M for Mary.
M.
And then after that, press Enter.
Telstra support 01.weebly.com.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
After that, press Enter. After that, you will see the Telstra page.
Here we go. I'll put the phone down for a sec.
No problem. Take your time, sir.
Enter.
Yes.
Error. Page. Error. 404. Weebly. 404. Error. Page not found.
Okay. Actually, sir, those hacking links are not allowing you. That is why it is showing you error not found. No problem. You do one thing, sir. You can see there is an arrow at the left-hand side top.
Yeah.
Press that arrow and go to back to the Google home page.
Yeah.
Now you have to type in the Google AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, AnyDesk.
A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
K for Kevin. Yes. After that, press Enter.
A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
And then press Enter.
Oh, well, it's not happening. Try again. Here we go. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Press Enter after that.
Enter. Yes?
After that, you will see the lots of options of AnyDesk.
Yes.
You can see any option called AnyDesk, the fast remote desktop application.
The fast remote desktop application.
Click on that. Click on that.
Yes.
After that, you will see AnyDesk website. After that, you will see Access Now.
Yes.
And the below that you will see any red box. It says download now.
Yes.
Click on that.
Download now.
Yeah, click on that.
Yes.
After that, what comes up?
5S screen.
You can see any option called download again at the middle. What do you see now?
In the panel, in the middle, no items match your search.
And apart from that?
There's a file name box on the list, anydesk.exe.
Click on that. Click on that. Anydesk.exe. Click on that.
Click on that. That's the file name.
Yes,
it asked me to save or cancel.
Give a click on run. Do you see any option run or save?
Save.
Give a click on save.
Save.
Give a click on save. Click on that.
Save. Yes.
After that, what comes up?
So now, remote desktop software.
And apart from that,
any desk, all platforms, all devices, download again.
Click on download again. Click on download again.
Right. Ah, now in the panel, there is anydesk.exe, and with a file name, anydesk, .exe. Save.
Yes.
Or cancel.
Give a click on save.
Save.
After that, what comes up?
So now, it's the same panel again. The same thing again.
Okay.
All platforms, all devices, download
you
again.
Do one thing. You do one thing. You have to press from your keyboard the Windows button only. You have to press only Windows button.
The Windows button.
Yes.
Right? Just press once and let go.
Yes, only press one and let go.
Done.
And after that, you will see all the menus.
Yes.
And do you see any option called computer?
Computer management.
Yeah, click on that, computer.
Computer management.
Yeah, click on that.
It's asking me to put in a password.
Yes. Put the password after that.
But that's for not manager.
Okay, no problem. Put the password.
Put the password?
Yes.
Doesn't matter, it's not a manager.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It is asking you for your permission because you put the password.
All right, I'll just do that. I'll put the phone down a second.
No problem. Take your time.
Right, I've put in the password.
After that, what do you see?
Computer management boxes come up.
Yes. Now
computer
look at
local system tools.
Do you see any option called download?
No.
You cannot see any download?
No. It's computer management local. Under that, there's system tools, and under that, there's task scheduler, event viewer, shared folders, local users, and groups, performance, device manager.
Okay.
And storage, under that, disk management, and services and applications.
Okay, you can see any option over there. Do you see at that box, there is a search panel at the right hand side top where you can search something. There is a magnifying glass at the right hand side of that box at the very top right hand side.
Do not see.
Okay, you do one thing, sir. You do one thing. Look on your computer screen, okay, at the very extreme left-hand bottom corner. There is a start button over there at the very extreme left-hand bottom corner of your computer screen.
Yes.
You see that start button? Click on that start button.
Yes.
And after that, what options do you see?
It's the programs listed. And,
yes. On that programs, look at the right hand side of that program.
Yeah,
you can see document. You can see document, pictures, music, computer, control panel at the right hand side. Give a click on computer. Do you see option called computer?
Computer. Yes.
Click on that. Click on that.
Yes.
After that, look at the left-hand side. You can see there is options called desktop, download, library.
Yes.
Click on downloads. Click on downloads.
Yes.
And after clicking on download, you can see at the middle, there is an AnyDesk. After clicking on download, at the middle,
on
the middle
I'm looking.
Go ahead.
I am looking.
Do you see
AnyDesk?
Click on AnyDesk if you see that.
No, I haven't found it.
Okay, and now look at the right hand side.
I haven't found it yet.
Okay, you do one thing. Look at the right hand side. There is a magnifying glass at the top right hand side. Do you see that? That is called search download.
Yes.
Yeah, now in the search download, just type over there, click on that first, click on the search download first, and now,
sorry again,
you have to click on search download,
box.
Yes, and type over there, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Yes.
Yes.
I typed that in.
And after that, what do you see? Do you see any changes?
I haven't. Do I put enter?
Yes. After that, press enter.
Enter.
Yes. Now what do you see?
No items match your search.
Okay, you do one thing, sir. Minimize that page and come back to your home screen. Minimize that page and come back to your home screen where you can see all of your icons.
I'm not back to screen. I minimized it. Computer management is in a smaller box now, and then behind that there's the remote desktop software.
Yes, now minimize that one as well. Now what do you see?
How do I minimize that screen?
You can see the minus sign at the right hand side at the very top corner. You will see X minus.
That doesn't seem to be in that screen though.
There is a minus sign as as well. You can see the little minus
the
sign.
Top corner. Yes,
yes,
there is.
Click on that. Click on that. That is called minus. That is called minimize.
Oh, no.
Now what do you see?
Now I've got the computer management screen is up.
Okay. Now in that management, you can see any desk over there? Do you see any desk?
No.
Okay, no problem. Close that one, computer management, close that one and come back to your home screen.
Yes.
Now, is there any other changes you can see apart from that?
I'm on home screen and...
Now, sir, open Google again. Open your Google Chrome again.
And up comes remote desktop software.
Yeah.
Well, I open it from down in the taskbar, or whatever you call it.
Okay. Yes.
That's the same screen as I had before. I haven't opened another.
Okay, no problem. Now you do one thing, sir. You have to press from your keyboard, okay? Control key. You can see the control key?
Yes.
And you have to press control and the letter J. J for Jack.
Voila.
After that, what comes up? After that, what comes up? After pressing control and J? Yes. Now, in that download, you can see any desk over there? Any desk?
Yes.
Click on that. The first one.
It's there twice.
Yeah, first one. You have to click on the first one.
Well, which is the first one? The bottom one is anydesk.exe. The top one is anydesk one in brackets.
Yes. You have to click on that anydesk one, which is in blue color. Double click on that. You have to double click on that.
And now, do you want to run this file?
Give a click on run. Click on run.
There we go. Okay.
After that, what comes up?
Well, your address.
You can see your address.
And then there's four boxes underneath.
Okay. And are you in your address, you will see some numbers over there?
Yes.
So what numbers you can see?
999436478.
It's 999-436-478, right?
Yes.
And now look at the very right hand side at the very top corner. You will see there is a 4 minus sign. Minus sign. Click on that. Click on that.
Yes.
And after that, you will see the options.
Yes.
So you can see any option called set password.
Yes.
Click on that.
What am I
going to
do now?
I will tell you. I am providing you the Telstra password, temporary password. You can see the set password panel?
Yes. I haven't clicked on it yet.
Click on set password.
Okay, I've done set password. Yes.
Yeah, now you can see the cursor is flashing.
Yes.
You have to type over there, all are in small letter, Telstra, T-E-L-S-T-R-A, Telstra.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Telstra.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, numerals 1, 2, 3.
Yes, number 1, 2, 3. Numerals 1, 2, 3. And
okay. Well,
and below that, you have to type in a confirm password again.
My password.
No, not your password.
Telstra 123.
Yes, you have to type Telstra 123 in a confirm password.
Right, well, I'll start now. Telstra 123.
And then you will see the confirm password.
Do it again, right?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yes, in the confirm password panel, you have to type it again.
Right, I've done it again.
And below that, you will see apply. Click on apply.
Apply.
After clicking on apply, what do you see?
Settings, user interface.
And just above the settings, sir, just above the setting, you can see settings, security, and then new session.
Yes, settings, security.
Above that, you will see new session. Click on new session.
Click on what? Oh, new session. New session.
Yes,
new
click
session.
On that. Yes.
Yes.
And after that, in the new session, you can see the your address, right?
Yes.
Okay. The address is 999 and then space 436 space 478, right? Your address?
Yes. Yes.
And after that, if you see any kind of changes, just do let me know, okay?
Security warning.
Yeah. After that, you will see any option like allow or anything. Do you see any option like allow or anything?
No.
Okay. Now minimize this. Minimize this AnyDesk. Minimize this. Give a click on minus sign.
Yeah.
And now you will see there is a little plus sign at the left hand side top.
Yes.
Plus sign. Click on plus sign. That is called new tab.
Yeah, new tab.
Yes. Now in the search panel, you can see any search panel where you can type something. Search Google or type URL. Yeah, just type over there. V for Victoria. V for Victoria.
Tell me what it is and I'm writing it down.
A validator. You have to type validator. V for Victoria, A for Alpha, L for London.
Yes.
I for Indigo.
Yes.
D for Delta.
Yes.
A for Alpha.
Yes.
T for Tango.
Yes.
O for Oscar.
Yeah.
R for Romeo.
Yes.
Validator. After that, give a click on search.
Icon at the end of that little box, which is a microphone, so voice search has been turned off.
Okay, you do one thing, sir. You do one thing. You will see there is a little X at the right hand side.
Yeah.
Now what comes up? Now what do you see?
Where, right at the top corner.
No. You in the middle. What do you see? In the middle. What do you see? In the middle. Google.
In the middle, there's validator.
Yeah. Press enter after that. Press enter. Press enter.
Yeah. Voice search has been turned off.
What it says?
Voice search has been turned off.
Okay. And sir, could you please tell me in your router now what color do you see? In your modem, do you see the color lights?
Three green and one blue.
Three green and one blue. Okay, no problem. It will currently update it. We are updating the line, so it will change after few minutes or after few hours. Okay, so come back to your computer screen.
Yes.
And now press enter after that from your keyboard. Press enter.
Enter.
Yes, and after that what comes up? Do you see any changes?
Under the Google Validator box there's the W3C markup validation service.
Yeah. Click on that, markup validation service, click on that.
Click. There we go.
Now, this is the government website which allow us to check all the customers' activities are secure or not from the hacker, okay? As you can see, the hackers are running inside in your internet. Now, with the help of this website, we are going to check your internet activities like your email or your Facebook is secure or not from the hacker, okay? And if we found that your activities are not secure, like your email is not secure, then we are going to activate the firewall security into your email, which can remove the hacking links from your email account as well, okay? So you can see, you can see there is an address panel where you can type something, a white long address panel.
Yes.
Now, just type your email. Let's start with your email. We are going to check your email is secure or not. Just type your email address over there.
Right.
And after that, give a click on check.
And click on check.
Yes, and click on check.
Check. Now, that was www3.org.
No problem. When you see any changes, just let me know.
Well, it started putting up a message, and now it's changed the screen to HTTP error. 404 not found.
Yes, HTTP error means there is something wrong inside in your email. That is why you cannot be able to check properly your email because of those hacking links. No problem, sir. You do one thing. Open a new tab. Open a new tab. You can see the plus sign over there.
Yep. Click. Here we go. Yep.
Now, you have to, how you normally log in into your email, sir? Open your email where you can see all your email account, all your inbox messages, email. Open your email.
I'm gonna work out how to do it on this screen. So if I just type my email address in
How you normally check your email? You have to do it by that way. Open your email, okay?
Well, I go into a browser.
Okay, no problem. Open that browser.
And
whatever browser and...
And then it comes up with one of the options ready for me is Google. I click on Google.
You have to log in into your email account first, okay? We are going to check your email is secure or not. So what do you see now? Do you see any changes?
Well, there's... It's not working like what it normally does for me to get into
okay. You have to click on that browser two times. You have to double click on that browser. That after that it will come up. Double click on that browser. Do you see any browser?
The browser came up. I double clicked on it. The browser came up. But now when I click on Google.
Yes.
It's not happening the way
okay,
it
you do one thing.
Does.
Minimize this Google. Minimize this Google. Minimize this one.
Minimize the one
minus,
that was
you
up.
Have to give a click on minus sign, yes. You will see little minus sign. Click on that.
Yeah.
After that, open that browser, whatever browser from where you check your email. Open that browser.
So I shut down the one that I was opened before.
Yes. You have to open that one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello? Is it open?
Yeah, it's not working. It's not working like it was before.
You have to click two times, sir. You have to click, double click on that.
No. The browser's open. I clicked two times on the browser, Firefox. And up comes the options underneath there, comes up, which I normally click on Google, and then it comes up, turns into a Google M box. But that's not happening now. I don't use Google Chrome. What the difference is?
No, it is not bothering you. No problem. You do one thing. Look on your computer screen at the bottom, at the taskbar. What are the apps you can see at the taskbar?
There's the E.
Yes.
Internet Explorer. There's the what do you call it? I can't remember what you call it. The next box is the
No problem. Leave that next box and go to the next one. Go to the next one.
Then there's another browser. And then Opera, and then Opera, and then Firefox.
Click on that. Firefox. Click on Firefox.
Well, I've got the choice. So
Click on the first one, whatever it is, the first one.
Yeah. So I'm looking at it, and there's Google. But when I click on the Google,
yes,
it comes up with Google Search the Web.
Okay, it comes up Google Search the Web.
It's all different. It's not happening as normal.
Okay. It's not happening as normal.
No, I don't use Google Chrome.
You don't use Google Chrome.
And
probably
that Google might be Google Chrome.
No problem, sir. No problem. You do one thing. Apart from Firefox, do you use any other browser? Apart from Firefox?
But that's very seldom. That's my preferred browser. My son has put other browsers on here for me, but I very seldom use them. I never use them.
Okay.
Komodo Dragon, Opera GX, Google Chrome.
Okay.
Microsoft Edge is always there.
Now, do you see any option like open or anything?
Sorry?
Now, in the Firefox, what do you see? Do you see any option called open?
Open?
Yeah. Above the Firefox, you can see there is an option called open.
No, it comes up with Amazon sponsored, hotels.com, Google.
Look at the right hand side. Look at the left hand side. You will see any option called open.
No.
Okay, just wait for a moment, sir. Just wait for a moment. Your internet was working slow because of those people. That is why it is taking time. And apart from this computer, sir, do you use any other tablet, iPad, or laptop?
You went very faint then.
Sorry?
You went very faint, but there's a few extra screens have popped up, one on top of each other.
And apart from this computer, do you use any other computer or laptop?
Yes.
And where is that computer as well?
By my left hand.
It's beside you, the another computer?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, it's on or it's off?
It's on.
And basically, what device you use basically? Do you use this computer and do you use that computer?
I usually check my emails on the laptop.
And on that
laptop, I do it on the desktop.
Okay, and on that laptop, do you use social media with your laptop?
Yes.
And do you do banking, shopping with your laptop as well sometimes?
No.
Or with this desktop you do?
All my banking and everything I do on the desktop.
On this desktop?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, no problem. You do one thing, sir. You do one thing. Close your Google Chrome and close your Firefox and open your Firefox again. Okay, close all the browser and open your Firefox again. Open Firefox now. Did you open the Firefox?
Yes.
Now what do you see in the Firefox?
Well, I clicked on Google again to have a look at my emails and it's...
Okay.
It's not the same as before, and up comes Google Search the Web.
Yeah, because of those hacking links, that is why your Firefox browser is not secure at the moment, because those hacking links are running inside in your Firefox browser. So don't use your Firefox browser right now, okay? Because it is not secure. Let me update the security. After that, you can use your Firefox browser. Till then, you have to use your Google Chrome, okay? Open your Google Chrome.
Google Chrome.
Yes.
Right.
And how you open your Gmail, through your Google Chrome.
I've never done it through Google Chrome, but I am doing it now, or trying now.
Yes. Now, do you see any option like login or sign in or anything?
Yeah.
Click on sign in. Click on
sign in. Sign in.
Click on sign in.
Sign in.
Click on sign in.
Now.
And do you know your ID and a password?
So now I'll have to put in my...
Yes, put your email address. And after that, whatever you can see, just let me know.
I've got to put my password in, so now I'll have to do a search to find out what my password is.
Okay, just put the password in. No problem, take your time.
I'll put the phone down a second and get my password.
Take your time, sir, take your time.
Right. just put in a password and click next.
Okay, after that, if you see all your emails, just let me know.
Yep, here they are.
You can see all the emails?
Yes.
Okay. Now you do one thing. You have to focus on your computer screen at the extreme left-hand bottom corner. You can see there is a start button over there, start button.
Yeah.
Click on that start button.
Yeah, the now screen is up and open.
Yeah,
on the
let
start
me.
Button.
Yeah, click on start button.
Yep.
And after that, you can see at the bottom of that start button, you can see there's a search panel where you
yep.
can just type over there in that search panel, C for Charlie.
Tell me what it is, and then I'll...
CMD, C for Charlie, M for Mary, D for Delta, CMD, command.
CMD.
Yes. After that, press Enter. After
yep.
that, what comes up?
Yep, the black screen with the...
That is called command box. Now in that black screen, you can see the cursor is flashing.
Yes.
Where the cursor is flashing, just type over there. C for Charlie, D for Delta, CD, and then put a dot dot. CD.
CD.
Space.
Hi.
CD right. after that space and then dot dot.
CD
space. Dot dot.
Dot dot.
Press Enter. Again, you have to type CD space dot dot. Dot dot.
Yes.
And then press Enter again. Press Enter. Press Enter after that. And
yes.
after that, where the cursor is flashing, you can see some scan is going on. Do you see it is a scanning?
Yes.
Yeah. Now it is started removing the hacking links, okay? If you see any kind of messages, just let me know, okay? Is it still scanning, sir, or the scan
still
is stopped?
Scanning.
Okay.
Still scanning.
Okay. If you see any scan is stopped, just let me know.
Stopped? It's stopped.
Okay. Is it still scanning?
Stopped. It is stopped.
Okay. Okay, wait for a moment.
Oh, here it goes again. Stopped again. It goes again.
Yeah.
Goes again. Goes again. Stopped.
Now, what do you see? Is it something written over there, or it's empty?
Well, can't you see it?
You are
changing the screen.
No, 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 sir. It is. I told you that your internet is connected to the secure server of Telstra. That is why you put the Telstra password over there. So, what do you see now after that? Do you see any changes over there, or it's still same?
There was an arrow going in and moving around on the screen, not done by me, and it changed the shape of the screen and the size.
Yeah. Because this is the black screen, you can see the black screen, right?
Yes.
This is the server of your internet line. That is why it is doing it automatically. Now, what do you see? You can see any message at the bottom?
Yes, at the bottom. Congratulations, server has been activated securely into your email.
Okay, congratulations, sir. The security has been activated into your email account. Now your email is secure, okay? Now we have started removing the hacking links from your email, okay? Now, congratulations, your email is completely fine. Now, apart from you, nobody in this world can be able to use your email account without your knowledge, without your proper authorization, okay?
Good.
Now you do one thing. Minimize this black box and come back to your home screen.
Minimize.
And close this email. Yes. Close your email. It is completely secure. Close your email. And open a new tab.
Open a new
what? New tab. New tab on Google Chrome. Open a new tab on Google Chrome.
Oh, so I'm gonna open Google Chrome.
Okay, no problem. Open that Google.
So I've got a new tab, yeah?
Yes. Now, beside the new tab, what do you see at the top, beside the new tab, at the top?
There's a plus sign outside it.
Look at the left-hand side. Look at the left-hand side.
Left-hand side, error 404 not found.
Click on that. Click on that.
Yes.
And look at the, do you see any arrow which is pointing towards left-hand side at the top?
Yes.
Click on that arrow.
Yes.
Now, what do you see?
Markup validation service.
Yes. Now, you can see address panel?
Yes.
Now, make that panel empty. Whatever it is written over there, make it empty, sir. Now, we have already secured your email, okay? Now we are going to secure your other activities. Like, apart from email, what do you do? Do you use any social media with this internet? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
I use on this computer.
Yes.
What is it called? Buy and sell price.
You don't do any social media with this computer?
Yes, on one of the buy and sell things. What are they called?
And do you watch any Netflix, sir? Do you watch any Netflix or Amazon Prime?
No.
Okay, so you do one thing. In the address panel, just type your Facebook account, like your username of your Facebook. You have a Facebook account, sir?
Yes.
We are going to check your Facebook account is secure or not. In the address panel, just type over there your username, whatever it is. In the address panel, just type over there.
Yeah, well, wait on, I've got to find out what it is.
Okay, now you do one thing.
I don't just remember this.
Okay, no problem. Leave it if you don't remember. And apart from social media, what do you do? Do you do shopping, banking? What do you do with this internet?
Yes, I do. I do banking, I do... eBay shopping.
Okay. That means, sir, you do banking that, and the banking is very much important, right? So you do one thing, we are going to check your banking is secure or not from the hacker, okay? So in the address panel, just type over there and then after put a dot, you have to type the name of your bank, whatever it is.
Look, I'm very nervous about all this.
Sir, you can see each and everything in front of your own eyes, right? So
yes,
don't worry,
that doesn't
they're not.
Help me.
Sorry?
That doesn't help me. Look, before I do that.
Yes.
You are at Telstra, are you?
Yes, sir. So you are not.
What is your name?
Ricky. Sir, you are not giving me anything, sir. You are doing it in your computer. You are doing it by your end, okay? And I'm not in
your
house.
Look, I'm doing what you tell me to, Ricky. So now.
Yes.
Where do I ring to get confirmation about who you are?
Yes, sir. Definitely, you can. You have our bill in. You have our bill in your bill. You will see our helpline number as well. Okay, if you have any doubt. This is all for your safety and security, sir. I'm not going to mislead or misguide you. Okay, I can show you.
I need to check that you are who you are.
I'll show you all the problems. That is the biggest proof that who I am. Because apart from Telstra, nobody in this world can be able to know about it, that what's going wrong in your internet. And right now we are working on it. So that is the main reason.
No, look, I hear you, and
yes.
I want to believe this, but I need to confirm.
Yes, you do
right.
Want to
you're
want
about
to
ask me to give you all the details of my thing.
No, I'm not asking you. You don't need to.
No, you are. You are asking me to put things into this computer, you could be the hacker.
I will tell you.
I need to find out whether or not.
Can I say something now?
Yes.
Something? Sir, that is why I'm trying to prove you my legitimacy to you, whether you are speaking with the legitimate people or not. I have your customer ID number. If you want, I can provide you your customer number, and you can verify that customer number by your end so that you can make sure whether you are speaking with the legitimate people or not. Because apart from us, nobody in this world can be able to provide you your customer ID number, which is a very inbuilt, which is a very unique in number, which is only
nobody except the hacker.
No, sir. If the hackers can know about your customer ID number, then they can do anything whatever they want. They don't need your permission. They can easily do whatever they want if they got your customer ID number. But they cannot be able to get your customer number because it is a very confidential ID number, which is only known by the two people in this world, because one is you, because you are the user of your internet, and the second one is Telstra. So if you have any doubts,
the hackers. This is exactly what a hacker does. What number should I ring, which will get me to Telstra, and then Telstra can confirm who you are? Give me that number.
Sir, in your bill, you will see that number. In your internet bill, you will see that number.
Yeah, well, I don't have one.
You don't have bill?
Yeah, but I don't. I get...
Go ahead.
Automatic payments. And so I'm... And it's a standard amount every month. I see it go through my bank. I do not go to the trouble of getting a bill.
Okay.
I see every month that I am being charged the amount that I've agreed to.
Okay. No
problem.
I
don't have a bill to turn up and have a look and see.
Just hold on, sir. I just got the email. Just hold on for a second. Okay, I just got the email from our senior security officer. Just hold on. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. So could you please tell me, I'm providing you the helpline number, okay? Just note it down.
I've got my pencil ready.
Just hold on for a second. And sir, could you please tell me, did you ever share your Wi-Fi password with anyone? Hello?
Probably.
Okay.
My children are here every now and then, and they get onto the net using my facility.
Okay, just hold on. I just got the email. It's note down the number, please. It's 800.
800.
Again, 800.
800.
And just hold on for a second. Just hold on. Let me check. Just hold on. Hello, are you there?
Yeah.
It's 800, and then 162.
162.
Yes.
And where will that get me? Where will that take me?
That will take you to Telstra head office. Of Queensland, it's 242 Exhibition Street. Hello.
And
note down my ID, sir. My ID. That is. My ID, that is 8855500.
8855500.
Yeah, this is my ID, and let me provide you your ID as well, your customer ID number, okay? That is 888888.
Yeah.
And then D for Delta.
Yeah.
C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
A for Alpha.
Yeah.
60. When you sir first time purchased the internet, that point of time the engineer installed this ID number, customer ID number, which is inbuilt inside in your internet. So with the help of this ID, you can verify the person whether you are speaking with the legitimate people or not. Suppose that, sir, if in future if you get any call regarding your internet line, you need to simply ask them, do you have my customer ID number, okay? If the person will provide you this customer ID number, then only you can talk to them. Otherwise, simply hang up the call, because this is all for your safety and security, okay? When we contact with the customer, we provide the customer ID number so that the customer will make sure whether they are speaking to the right people or not. And do you know how you can check your ID so that you can make sure whether this is your ID or not? Do you know how to check?
No.
Okay, actually this ID is written inbuilt inside in your modem, and your modem is connected to your internet, and your modem is connected to your devices, to your computer. So with the help of your computer, you can check your customer ID number, and after that you can verify that ID by your end, okay? If the ID was matched, then only you can talk to me. Otherwise, simply hang up the call. After that, I'm not going to force you out, okay?
How do I check that?
Now,
how do I check that?
I will tell you,
you can, most
Yes, you can do one thing. You can press the Windows key from your keyboard and the letter R, R as in Romeo, like you do before.
Yeah.
And after that, in that run box, you have to type CMD command. CMD, Charlie, Mary, Delta.
Well, no, I tried to do that and nothing happened.
Okay, you do one thing in your computer screen.
Control,
you No, not control, Windows. You have to press Windows and
Windows R.
Yes.
Windows R.
After that, what comes up?
There's an R in the box.
Yes.
Delete
R from there first. Make that R
delete,
and after that, type in that box CMD, Charlie,
CMD.
Mary, Delta. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, after that, give a click on OK.
After that,
you can see the black box or not?
Yes.
Yeah, that is called command box. In that black box, where the cursor is flashing, just type over there A for Alpha, A.
Tell me what it is.
A-S-S-O-C. A for Alpha, S for Sugar, S for Sugar, O for Oscar, C for Charlie. After that, press Enter. After that, press Enter, and you will see there is a longest line over there. Do you see the longest line from below, which start with CLSID? Do you see written over there?
Yes.
CLSID. Do you know CLSID stands for Customer License Security ID Number. Next to CLSID, you can see there is a long alphanumeric number, right? Alphabet and numbers. So this is your ID, which start with 888, D for Delta, C for Charlie, A for Alpha, 60, and then F for Father, C for Charlie, 0, A for Alpha, 11, C for Charlie, F for Father, number 8, F for Father, 0, F for Father, and then 00, C, 0, 4, F for Father, D for Delta, 7, D, 0, 6, 2.
Yes.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the customer ID number. Every customer has their own customer ID number, okay? So with the help of that customer ID number, you can verify the person whether you are speaking with the legitimate people or not, okay? Suppose that in future, if you get any call, first you need to ask them, just tell me my customer ID number, okay? If they will tell you that customer ID number, then only go further with them, otherwise simply hang up the call. Otherwise do not entertain them, okay? Because they might be try to sell you something or what. Okay, they might be a telemarketer, because most of the customers are complaining us that they are getting a numerous call regarding about the internet line. So that is why when we contact with the customer, we provide the customer ID number. Okay? And so you can see that customer number over there in that black box?
Yes, I can.
Yes. So
but you can too. And so...
Sorry? How can I know, how can I see that, sir?
Well, you've just been closing it to me.
Close? Sir, I'm guiding you how you can check that, because
you
are not...
Yeah, but you just repeated that number, item by item.
Sir, because we are your customer ID provider. We provide you that customer ID. That is why we know that.
Yeah.
So don't worry, sir. You are like my grandfather. I'm not going to mislead or misguide you, grandfather. Okay.
No, but
this is all.
So would the hacker. There's no reason at all why a hacker can't find that number.
I will tell you. Telstra are very smarter than hackers, right? They are very smarter than hackers, because we have a lots of certified engineers.
Yes.
Who deal with this kinds of hacker each and every day.
That's why all this information is out on the net now about people's details from Medibank and all over the place.
Yes, sir. That is why we provide the customer number. Go ahead.
So let me go back to where I came in. And
yes.
If I ring Telstra.
No problem, sir.
And ask to find Ricky?
Definitely, sir. But you have to do it as soon as possible because you can see each and everything in front of your eyes that your internet is not secure. If you will take much time, then at any point of time, your internet might stop working because of those hacking links. So if you want to contact us, if you want to contact our department, then you have to do it as soon as possible, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because your internet is not secure at the moment.
My wife has just been escorted back here from an
outage. No problem.
I will get in touch with Telstra and then they will be able to get in touch with you to say that you can pick up the threads and
no problem, sir.
You
can do one thing. You can verify it today, okay? Or
yes,
I will try to contact you tomorrow again, okay?
Thank you.
Bye bye. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye bye.